This little radio station, as Manuel Noriega called it at one point, this little radio station called WBAI, and we are proud to be part of the process of releasing hazardous information. We have more courage.
WBAI
we have
leaks.
More testosterone, which both men and women have, you know, that than do the remainder of the media, with very few precious exceptions. And the media is helping the transfer of wealth to war. And that transfer of wealth is creating a new middle to upper class. There are great swaths of the population who do not qualify for the xenophobic security and so on that is being used to pay people to invade as privateers and consultants in these optional wars that violate the Geneva Conventions, such as the one in Libya, where Obama and NATO are destroying the water supply system of an entire country. It's a shock to the conscience.
And he had set up such a great, everybody had water in the country. He'd set up an amazing system, an amazing system. It's really incredible. 212-209-2950. We asked for five of you. We've only gotten three of those calls.
Two.
Let's get the final two of you to join us and pledge your support. Pledging at the $100 level, we will send you out this DVD called The War You Don't See. Pledging at the $125 level, we're going to send you out the DVD and the interview that you were listening to with Robert Knight interviewing John Pilger. If you will pledge at the $225 level, you get the Media Deception Pack. It is The War You Don't See. It is Cywar. It is Century of the Self, including the interview. But call up and make your pledge, folks. It is imperative that you do this. This is your part. I mean, that's the contract that we have. We bring you this kind of programming, and in return, you call up and pledge your support to this station, which is WBAI. 212-209-2950. Don't forget, if you want to pledge at the $35 level, the pretty basic level, we'll send you out the DVD. I'm sorry, the audio interview. The audio interview by itself, and there is hotness in it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that call. And we're waiting for one more person, Robert, to get
in this interview. We speak about censorship, and we discuss a novel concept, a journalistic malpractice standards, because the Foxes and the ABC, NBC, BS outfits, they treat us like children. I want people who care about their progeny to call at this time at 212-209-2950 and share this with their nephew, to give it to their daughter. And let that be in the school so that other children can become a new generation of peace. 212-209-2950, because this is a living institution, and we're just a catalyst for our mutual aspirations of peace, love, and respect.
Absolutely.
212-209-2950, just two more people.
One more person. We're down to one more person. Robert, I propose a new name for those, all of those networks. I think they should be called CBS, NBS, and ABS, and Fox, it goes without saying. They all need new call letters. And if you know that to be the case, folks, if you turn on and you see that BS, I've said for years, Robert, that it just seemed obvious to me that the news was structured, that it was being disseminated in a way. I mean, I would turn on all three of the major networks, and I would see the same human interest. You mean the only one cat in all of New York got stuck in a tree?
You know, it's in Manhattan earlier, and I was looking at Channel 2, and you know what? What I did? CBS. 212-209-2950. One more caller. Here is part of the dangerous journalism and investigation that Pilger and we like to think us here and others that you listen to on this radio station attempt to do. This is a golden moment from the film The War You Don't See by John Pilger. It's available for a pledge of $100, and you get the audio interview for $25 more, or the audio by itself for $35. So let's thank you for everybody who's been calling, but let's keep the ringy-dingies happening while we're hearing this excerpt from the film in which Pilger speaks with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, and that is some hot stuff. And if you hear the audio interview, you'll think he's wondering if that has anything to do with the liberals sabotaging the premiere of this film.
212-209-2950. I just want to remind you one more time, folks. Pledge of $125 gets you both the DVD and the CD. A pledge of $225 gets you the entire Media Deception Pack.
One of the public relations triumphs of the 21st century was the rise of Barack Obama. His campaign slogan was, "Change we can believe in." He was a brand that offered something special, exciting. In 2008, Obama the candidate was voted Marketer of the Year ahead of Apple, Nike, and Coors Beer. He made many people feel good, as if his slogan might be true. Above all, the perception of brand Obama was that he was against war.
Most of you know that I opposed this war from the start. I thought it was a tragic mistake.
But that was false. As president, Obama has not withdrawn America from Iraq and has backed U.S. military action in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen, and approved a military budget of $708 billion, the biggest war spending of all time. Cynthia McKinney is a former congresswoman and Green Party candidate for president.
It's a great shame on the black political tradition in the United States to have a warmonger . It's almost as if the black community in the United States, maybe we've lost our innocence too. Because it would be very difficult to find a black person in the United States, just an average, ordinary person who supports any of these wars. And yet these wars are being carried out in blackface.
More than any other president, Obama has prosecuted truth tellers known as whistleblowers. And this is WikiLeaks, an internet whistleblowing organization. Independent and stateless, it represents a landmark in journalism. WikiLeaks has released hundreds of thousands of secret Pentagon documents that described the wholesale killing of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. In the information that you have revealed on WikiLeaks about these so-called endless wars, what has come out of them?
Looking at the enormous quantity and diversity of these military...
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of WikiLeaks founder and president and editor-in-chief Julian Assange.
A vast, sprawling... estate, what we would traditionally call the military intelligence complex or military industrial complex, and that this sprawling industrial estate is growing, becoming more and more secretive, becoming more and more uncontrolled. This is not a sophisticated conspiracy controlled at the top. This is a vast movement of self-interest by thousands and thousands of players all working together and against each other to produce an end result, which is Iraq and Afghanistan and Colombia and keeping that going. You know, we often deal with tax havens and people hiding assets and transferring money through offshore tax havens. So I see some really quite remarkable similarities. Guantanamo is used for laundering people to an offshore haven which doesn't follow the rule of law. Similarly, Iraq and Afghanistan and Colombia are used to wash money out of the US tax base and back.
Arms companies,
yeah.
I mean, what you're saying is that money and money making is at the center of modern war, and it's almost self-perpetuating.
Yes, and it's becoming worse.
What happens when WikiLeaks runs into the United Kingdom, which has some of the most draconian secrecy laws in the world, such as the Official Secrets Act?
We haven't found a problem publishing UK information. I mean, when we look at the Official Secrets Act label documents, we see they state that it is an offence to retain the information, and it is an offence to destroy the information. So the only possible outcome is that we have to publish the information.
And that's what
which
done.
We have done on many, many occasions.
I noticed one that I had a personal interest in was one that from the Ministry of Defence, classified document that equated terrorists with investigative journalists as threats.
And Russian spies.
And Russian spies.
Yeah, as in fact, in many sections of that report, investigative journalists are the number one threat to the sort of information security of the Ministry of Defence. That was a 2,000-page document on how to stop leaks from the Ministry of Defence, which we leaked.
I didn't know whether to be offended or honoured.
Well, it's nice to be having an impact.
Since the release of the Pentagon's war secrets, Julian Assange has been subjected to extraordinary smears and accusations originating in America and Sweden. These include threats against his life and bizarre character assassination. The media all over the world has amplified this propaganda. This secret Pentagon document states clearly that US intelligence intends to destroy trust in WikiLeaks by threatening whistleblowers with exposure and criminal prosecution, thereby discrediting truth-tellers.
How you feel about whistleblowers as an essential part of democracy? Do you approve of whistleblowers?
Well, I think this country has laws to protect whistleblowers.
Exactly.
And I think that there have been instances in our history where shining a light on something is important to do.
Can you, as a senior official of the United States government, guarantee that the editors of WikiLeaks, and the editor himself is not American, are not in danger, that they themselves will not be subjected to the kind of hunt that we read about in the media?
Well, first of all, it's not my position to give guarantees on anything. We do have an open criminal investigation. The investigation is targeted on the individuals that have violated the trust and confidence that's been bestowed upon them by this country.
But WikiLeaks is an organization run from outside the United States, and the founder of that has been told that he is at great risk from being hunted down. I don't know in what form.
And neither do I. So I'm afraid I can't help you.
I mean, for you to receive that volume of documentation suggests that there must be something of a rebellion going on within the system.
Yes. I mean, it's the one hopeful thing is, in fact, that there are good people in the US military. And some of those people have had enough. It's sort of another way of being a conscientious objector. And in fact, arguably a far more powerful way of objecting to the war.
Julian Assange speaking with John Pilger, our guest in an exclusive interview, and the producer of one of the most important films in changing the direction of this nation. It's called The War You Don't See. When we were speaking with Tony Bates before, we were discussing the transfer of wealth that war is a cover for. But why must people need to die in order for grand theft budget to take place? You heard Julian Assange, two highly intelligent and ethical Australians speaking in the United Kingdom, in London, about how the war is a way of transferring money to the manufacturers, laundering it outside the country, then bringing it back to a different set of people. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a shell game going on here. And I mean more than the oil company. 212-209-2950. Please give us a call now. We want to take these 2 minutes for the top of the hour because I brought up a question with John Pilger about how do we remediate what's going on. The brilliance of this film is it exposes and catches in the act the malpractice of journalism. And I want you to hear John Pilger's thoughts as we engage in that part of the discussion. For $125, you get the brand new DVD. John Pilger offered it to us to help share. And I want you to do him proud because I admire that man. As an investigative journalist, there are a few people whose chops are absolutely profound. Robert Fisk. John Fisk is an old, dear departed friend of this radio station. But Robert Fisk, Dennis Bernstein, so few others, people like Daniel Ellsberg, Noam Chomsky. John Pilger is of the echelon, and so is Julian Assange. And these are the kinds of voices that you do not hear elsewhere and where. We even had a little bit of Cynthia McKinney. They are talking about the broken promise of the Obama presidency. See, it ain't just me, folks. The latest polls say that how cold was he? So cold that even the left has abandoned Barack Obama. Because he's the president, but he's presiding over needless wars. And as affable as he may seem, your second cousin ain't going to get his or her Social Security because he's opened up. He's put it on the table. Incroyable. Is that the change you wanted? More than that, more than the theft is the death. The starvation. Deaths of a million Iraqi children during the sanctions. And, oh, my God, do you have any idea what's going to happen now with the Obama-NATO destruction of the water maintenance system in Libya? It boggles the mind. You do not have a right to remain ignorant. You have a right to remain silent, but not to remain ignorant. Please join us. This is a radio station that believes that your children can teach you and you can teach them. Get this DVD, The War You Don't See, and then pass it on to a library. Push back against the kudzu of charter schools taking over your kids' public school. Anybody there dealing with that issue? How about the one that they're taking over the inner courtyard of a housing project at 129th Street and St. Nick's? You ever been to Harlem? If you have, and if you know anything about Harlem other than the connoisseur restaurants, Harlem is actually a highly noted white neighborhood in New York City that has a storied history. That these charter schools are corporate backed. They selectively choose who will be part of them. I thought education was a right. Isn't that why people died on the civil rights trail? Who allowed your city, your state, and your federal government to abdicate their responsibilities to the commonweal? How in hell are they talking about Medicare and Social Security being cut? What? It is so hard to avoid profanity when I look at what this man, Barack Obama, he's sort of like the guard who leaves the back door open for the thieves. 212-209-2950 is the number to understand how he's doing this with war and how the gang of Solons in Washington, D.C. are gleefully in their stogies and highly tailored suits. Pick in your pocket, the war you don't see, but even more, the bloody immorality of the hostages abroad who die. You know, when that stuff happened in Norway, they said it was Al-Qaeda. Two native Norwegians arrested, but then the headlines say, Al-Qaeda still at large.
Yeah.
Two white men arrested for a right-wing xenophobic anti-Muslim so-called Christian murdering children conspiracy. And they say, well, this just proves that Al-Qaeda, you know, they strike simultaneously, and this has all the fingerprints and earmarks. There's another thing. How did these armchair xenophobes become the security establishment? Well, we now go to the NBC special security correspondent. How the hell did that become a trade of journalism craft? How is it that there's a mandatory appearance of the people from that conservative magazine on all the Sunday morning TV talk news shows? This is Pacifica. We believe it can be different. And we know you do. We've got 1, 2, 3 of you in progress right now. If we get 7 more.
Let's just get 3 7. More. Let's get 3 more on the line.
I don't know if I'm an optimist or a pessimist.
I think you're an optimist. But I want to get 3 more people on the line and get back to some of the material because it's so good. The interview is so good. The DVD is so good.
I don't know if that was absurd or ludicrous.
On the table, folks, we have for you the DVD that Robert's been talking about. It is called The War You Don't See. It's incredibly important. Because if you saw these images, if the media didn't have a stranglehold on information, and we were allowed to see these images, this populace and populaces around the world would stand up and say, hey, make this stop. I believe that, at least. And that's why Mr. Pilger's film is so important. We're offering it to you this afternoon for a pledge of $100. It's a brand new item. It's a brand new film.
We're the first station. We're the ones.
Absolutely. You're the first folks to receive this, to be offered this. The film was shut down in a film festival. All media shut it down. He couldn't get on anywhere. You couldn't hear about it anywhere. But guess who put it on the air? It's WBAI, folks. WBAI, your Pacifica station right here in New York at 99.5 FM. That's why we matter. That's why we're important. That voice that is his was his alone, but when we add it to yours and to your neighbors and that person who just pledged and the next person who's going to pledge, it becomes a megaphone and it makes a loud, loud sound. 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $125. We'll send you both the DVD and the one-hour interview with Robert Knight and with Mr. Pilger with a bit of shocking information in it, actually. Mm.
Yeah.
That I won't let Robert put on the air. But you'll hear that yourself when you pledge your support. 212-209-2950. There's the next caller coming in, Robert. We're going to get 2 more people, and then we're going to get back to some more of this information. You are right now the program director, folks. You make the you make the call as to where we go next. It's when you make those next 2 phone calls and you pledge your support. I want to remind you, too, that we have a larger package on the table. It's called the Media Deception Pack. It is the War You Don't See DVD, along with Cywar, which we featured last week, which kind of looks at some of the same issues, how the media is used to manipulate us into war. And then Century of the Self, which is a 2-disc set, which I cannot recommend highly enough. Century of the Self is a film about Edward Bernays, the man who founded the propaganda industry. And it leads right up to the use of propaganda to govern us as people.
That's if nothing else, to have a program director who is aware of who he is and what he did, Bernays.
Ah.
This is WBAI.
It is indeed. 212-209-2950. You're going to also get in that pack the John Pilger interview. That's just a pledge of $225. This is your Pacifica free speech radio station. And guess what we bring to you? John Pilger. You know why? Because we're sponsored by you. 212-209-2950.
WBAI, we bring alternate information.
Absolutely.
WBAI. 212-209-2950. What are we down to? 1 or 2 desired calls?
We're there.
Calls?
We're ready to go to a clip. I want to thank you very much for responding and making those phone calls.
Okay. They did us good. We'll do them good. This is the part I want you to hear of our conversation with John Pilger. And this is where you have a vital interest. It's not just complaining about the evils of the media, but how do we turn that around? Your support of BAI is a part of that process. But here, we now get to hear John Pilger's thoughts about reversing the crimes of my profession.
This raises a question of remediation. I have pondered the question to you as to whether there might be a way of improving the craft. with a concept analogous to journalistic malpractice and the liability, therefore. How do you see the possibility of improving the ethics and veracity of reporting on matters that take money and waste lives?
Well, I think in the broad picture, the general answer to that is there has to be a change of ownership or a mitigation of ownership. The press is a corporate monoculture. The media is. It doesn't matter if it's the BBC or Fox. It's a monoculture. And it's governed by the principles of a corporatism. So it speaks, broadly speaking, with one political voice. Yes, there is a conservative wing and a liberal wing, but it's one voice. I think there has to be other voices. There used to be other voices. In the 19th century, in the United States, as in Britain, Australia, and other countries, there were many, there was a whole medley of voices, of competing, of the whole idea of journalism was that you were on the side of the people for many of these small newspapers. You weren't on the side of power. Nowadays, the corporate view is that it's top down. You're on the view from the top, not the view from the ground. That governs everything, whether it's the BBC, whether it's Fox, New York Times, it doesn't matter. It's the view from the top. So we call that these days culture. This culture, which is basically the culture of a corporate ownership, has to change if the whole game is going to change. In the meantime, though, there are, I think you're right to suggest that, malpractice, yes. I think it comes down to, and we've had a lot of discussion here, as you might imagine, with the Mr. Murdoch and his son appearing before the parliamentary committee. What has come out of that, again, is the suggestion, not very welcome by most of the media, I have to say, but the suggestion that there is an independent media ombudsman to whom people can go to get retractions, to get untruths and lies corrected in newspapers and on air. So he has statutory powers, or she has statutory powers, or the institution does, whatever it is. Setting it up might be a little tricky, but it's got to be something like that in the meantime. Instead of, as they do in this country, people with money then go to the courts, and we've got these ridiculous libel laws in Britain. They're not as bad as they used to be, but people with money can go and sue, but you need thousands and thousands, and you can hit the jackpot if you're lucky. That's not the way it ought to be.
Let me hasten to reinforce, reiterate, I don't think that we're speaking of censorship or prior restraint. You yourself speak of the once upon a time freedom of many voices in the press, so I intend there to be no confusion on that point. But now I'd like to take it a little broader.
Robert, can I just go in there? There is censorship, though. There's no point in the United States, which has constitutionally the freest press in the world, it is absolutely calcified with censorship. And it's censorship to do with its ownership, that it is almost a singular voice. That is the censorship by omission. It's what's not published. It's what's not broadcast. It's the perspectives that are not heard. This is the most successful, virulent censorship in the world, far more effective than the one they had in the Soviet Union, which everybody understood. This is far more effective. So the censorship is there already.
I'm taken by the way the culture of war reporting has changed over the years. You yourself in Southeast Asia remember a time when news reporters were unembedded and able to publish and have published photographs and images of homeland soldiers being killed and injured and wounded, as well as the dreadful consequences of the bombs, the attacks, and carpet bombing, and so on. That has changed so that in the United States, we are forbidden even to see coffins from Dover of the various wars and the troop fatalities being returned, much less on the scene reporting or seeing the injuries and deaths of the soldiers as well as the civilians. In fact, whenever there is anything of any punctuality in regard to tragedy, the silly announcers, the news actors, say, the following scene may be disturbing. They sort of like preempt one's own reflection of an event by telling you to rue it and perhaps discount it. So I'm wondering if this failure to adequately report war is a sign of a collective insanity that is shared not only by reporters but throughout the society. I mean, how can a war be not seen?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe it's a form of insanity. I don't know whether I'd leap to that straight away. I think that, you know, I mentioned earlier in this discussion Edward Bernays, who invented public relations. He came up with something which he called false reality. And false reality, it's discussed in my film, but false reality is, I suppose, the equivalent of it is Walter Lippmann's manufacturing consent. So you get agreement. You go for an agreement amongst your audience for the mendacious, for a lie. And you create a false reality. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. No argument, false reality. The Taliban are taking over Afghanistan and that NATO is there on the side of freedom. False reality. In Vietnam, the North Vietnamese are sweeping down as part of the Chinese tide of communism taking over Asia. False reality. And those false realities are promoted so successfully that, in fact, we should have that that voice you described at the front of the news, almost like the health warning on a cigarette packet. You know, the following news is bad for your understanding of the truth. The following news will kill your sensibility. You know, I mean, look, I mean, we're laughing, and fair enough. But I find, whichever side of the Atlantic you're on, or wherever, in, you know, democratic countries, you know, and undemocratic countries, you don't have to worry. It's obvious. But in those with the pretensions of democracy, I find watching the news unwatchable, unless I'm sitting there monitoring it and deconstructing it. As far as a source for information, no. Yes, for extraordinary imagery such as 9/11, of course, there's nothing like it. Instant, dramatic, horrifying. But in terms of making sense of the world or even finding out the world, forget it.
Our guest is the extraordinary writer, war correspondent, journalist, military deconstructionist, John Pilger. I'm Robert Knight. This is 5 o'clock Shadow. And your new film, The War You Don't See, is it also contains points of hope. And one of the most satisfying for me was your encounter with Julian Assange. And I got a feeling you found a kindred spirit in the idea of the release of hazardous information.
Yes, I think I did. Since that interview was conducted, I've since had quite a lot to do with Julian Assange in assisting his defense and his travails here. What I admired about Assange was that he cut through all the crap. That is, WikiLeaks released information which actually shamed much of mainstream journalism and ignited a kind of jealousy towards WikiLeaks, in that it produced the raw material. Here are the cables. This is what power is really doing in your name. In war, particularly Iraq, Afghanistan, but also right across the world, this is the way they want to order the world. Not everything is interesting, that interesting, and some of it is particularly interesting to certain countries. The Tunisian people at the beginning of the Arab uprising were fascinated to hear what their regime was doing. And I think that had certainly had an impact and contributed to that uprising. And what didn't come out with Assange and WikiLeaks at the beginning, which I found really interesting, was the moral dimension of his setting up of WikiLeaks. You know, it was transparency, yes, but the motive was justice. And he says that when he set up WikiLeaks, he said that. Now, that's almost anathema to most of the mainstream media, which really has been telling us for such a long time how objective it is, and it has nothing to do with rights and wrongs. It merely rises to this nirvana of objectivity where it tells us what's going on. You know, well, we all know that's rubbish, just not true. In fact, the very opposite of it is so often true.
John Pilger speaking with WBAI. I had the pleasure and honor of speaking with that oh-so-eloquent and oh-so-committed-to-peace war correspondent, John Pilger. He has just made a movie that was bounced and censored by a liberal think tank out in New Mexico, the Lannan Foundation. What they do is they give, a certain echelon of journalists big bucks, unless they step out of line, which is exactly what happened to John Pilger. And the honcho of it four-walled the movie theater and would not let him have his premiere. This is the film we're offering to you today in support of WBAI and of kindred commitments to peace and truth. You'll recall that this is our summer fun drive, and we need you to push us through these heavy months of the long, hot summer. And we are asking you to dial now with a pledge of $125 to get the extraordinary film, The War You Don't See, as well as the audio interview. Or you could get the DVD for $100 and or the audio for $35. But let's get some calls going now. We are we have less than an hour left, and we want you to manifest your greatness in the love of peace and life. And our destiny. Amen. You heard John Pilger speaking about, when we were talking about the ombudsman, we were talking about journalistic malpractice and mechanisms to ensure that the news liars do not push us into still more wars that are ratified like a rubber stamp by an anti-constitutional Congress. that are pushed by a salesman who is temporarily occupying the office of the President of the United States of America. He said part of the problem is that there is a corporate monoculture, and therefore everything everybody says is pretty much the same thing. We're asking you to be deviant, to support an institution that will never be a part of that. This is Pacifica. We are a 501c3 network of 5 radio stations across the country and hundreds of affiliates. What you do here matters. It goes, it reverberates through the electromagnetic pool that is the oasis Pilger referred to Pacifica being. Won't you support us now? This is the last lap of today's encounter. This is the first and proud to be presentation of this film. And we want you to send a good message back to John Pilger and a message to your children and to your future self. To your future self, because you may be there when you get there. 212-209-2950.
He's Dr. Kaku.
Yes. Well, I was thinking Dr. King. 212-209. We will get there with you.
We will.
209-2950. Get it, see it, pass it on to someone younger than you. Huh? I mean, this is high-level material. You would pay $15,000 or $20,000 for academic, a college-level education on the media of this sort that we present to you free on the airwaves, but hoping that you will take responsibility for being able to listen.
And don't forget, folks, that this film has been censored by a left organization, censored. And once they censored it, other organizations turned it down as well.
They were scared.
We are the first people to present this material. The film is called The War You Don't See. It is about the scenes, the war behind the scenes. What you don't get to see, the images that you don't get to see, the ideas that don't get discussed in the mainstream media. Mr. Pilger presents all of that in this very film. It is called The War You Don't See. It's available to you for a pledge of just $100. It's never been offered before on these airwaves, or any for that matter. You know why? He couldn't even get it in the film festival that it was entered into. It was sold out screening, and they pulled it and shut him down. Who has to say? Who has the power to do that? Well, it wasn't us, because guess what? We stepped up to the plate. We brought the material to you because we know that you believe in free speech. We know that Mr. Pilger also believes in free speech, and so we're presenting the material to you here today for a pledge of just $100. The DVD is called The War That You Don't See. Available to you with the interview that you were just hearing with Robert Knight interviewing Mr. Pilger himself. That is available to you for a pledge of $125. But because WBAI is willing to take this step, because we are brave enough to bring you this material that other people will not bring to you, we ask you for your support. We ask you to go to your phone, dial 212-209-2950, and make that pledge with the understanding that you are perpetuating journalism.
Thank you.
That you are perpetuating a journalistic standard that does not exist in the mainstream, with the understanding that you are empowering WBAI to be a voice of and for and by the people. 212-209-2950, the pledge of just $100. We've got a larger pack on the table for you as well, folks. If you want to get a lot of information in this same regard, we've got The War You Don't See. This is called the Media Deception Pack, by the way. It's a pledge of $225. It's The War You Don't See. It's the film Cywar, which is another incredible dissertation on the manipulation by media to get the masses to go to war, to support war. And also we're going to include The Century of the Self, the story of Edward Bernays, the man who invented what I call propaganda. He wouldn't say it that way, but I would. And the film goes on to show how propaganda is used to direct the media and to direct the masses of people. We also are going to include that interview. That's all for a pledge of $225. But you have to do your part. You have to stand up and support our efforts when we bring you this kind of message. You remember that we were one of the first stations to bring the Julian Assange story to the airwaves.
Yes, we did.
Have had Al Jazeera English in here filming our crew from Off the Hook, our hackers show, because they had that story on
Emmanuel
before it broke in the mainstream media. And I acknowledge Emmanuel Goldstein and his crew for doing that. I mean, it's so important that we are groundbreakers, but we're only groundbreakers because of you folks. It's been 51 years, but you have been there the whole way, and it's why we've been able to do that kind of thing. When Robert was back in the day breaking the story about Central America, and every day on that story, making news.
We pioneered the idea of investigative journalism in the morning.
Absolutely. It made a difference. I mean, that story became huge, but where did it begin?
Your radio station did that.
That's right. Your radio station, you, this New York community, you were able to do that. So we're asking you to do it again, folks, to step up to the plate, to pledge your support. $100 for the film, The War You Don't See. That's a pledge of just $100. That goes a long way here at WBAI. We have that $30,000 a month that we pay for rent here. We have that $26,000 or more that we pay at the tower so to keep this broadcast going. We have the salaries here of the fine folks that work here. We have tons of money that goes out the door. We need a bunch of that money coming in the door. We know that's happening when we hear that phone ring and you call in and make that pledge of support to WBAI. 212-209-2950. We've got a caller on the line. We want to get four more of you to join that person and pledge your support at the $100 level. $100 level, we want to get four more of you.
I'm disagreeing with my program director. I want some more.
209-2950.
This is where the rubber hits the road. Listen, you have made this scruffy little crazy, peace-loving, artistic, creative radio station a contender in this world. We are reversing thoughts. People are changing their minds and policies because of things they hear here. Your scruffy little radio station is going toe-to-toe with the criminals of the world and arm in hand with some of the most advanced thinkers on this planet. This is what WBAI is. WBAI, the word is made flesh with your phone call at 212-209-2950. I'll send for something in between. Let's make it five. Five calls, five more callers, and then we're going to go to one of the most chilling parts of the film, The War You Don't See. This is the thing that so infuriated the government that all kinds of stuff hit the fan when this was revealed, because you don't see how casually, and in our interview, I asked him about, John Pilger, about the banality of the murders of those people in Baghdad that we get to see. It's sort of like Adam Strange, the Zeta Beam. For one brief shining moment, we can see the dirty details of how war is conducted. And if you knew that, you wouldn't be letting it happen. 212-209-2950. Please make that call now. We're at the bottom of the hour. And we need time to play this. We need time to play this, but we need you to call. That's the only way the rubber hits the road. 209-2950. Somebody make that call now. I tell you, it's going to be worth it. I think it has been throughout the afternoon. But we need you to manifest now. That's why we have these little intervals. And it's incumbent upon you to advance the plot. Who's going to be the one to take the responsibility? Who's going to be the leader among you? I hope it's you. I'm sorry, I lapsed. I thought I was talking to a big community. No, I'm talking to one person. That's one of the secrets of our broadcast here. That's why we're different from the corporate paradigm that Pilger was talking about. We are not a uniform broadcast. We do not sprinkle your mind with commercials. Remember how he and Assange were talking about the unwatchability of news programs? Well, that's because they won't let you think about anything important for more than 3 or 4 minutes, because then there comes another commercial. We're non-commercial. Man, that alone is worth preserving this wetlands of the mind. Who gets that conceptually? Maybe you have a little bit of extra money for a matching fund. We are at the bottom of the hour. I had hoped to start to play in this by now, but come on, somebody show us that you're there.
We have zero callers on the line. That doesn't get it done, folks. It's WBAI. It's community-sponsored. It's listener-sponsored radio. We need you to step up to the plate. We've got to raise another $2,300 in this hour to get to our goal. That means our phone should be ringing. Again,
that's
on
just
the table.
Two dozen people.
That's right. Again, on the table. is the film The War You Don't See, a pledge of $100. It's the latest from John Pilger. It has been censored by the mainstream. It will not be censored by WBAI. It's available to you for the first time ever right here on
WBAI.
Who is
John Pilger? Let me just cavalcade some of the quality of the work that he has done over the years. 1970, Vietnam, The Quiet Mutiny, Conversations with a Working Man the following year. In 1974, Palestine is still the issue. 1975, an unfashionable tragedy, Nobody's Children, Mr. Nixon's Secret Legacy, Smashing Kids, and so on. In 1976, Pilger in Australia, Zap, The Weapon is Food. And that certainly is an issue today in the wars and displacement of people, the selling of the sea. I mean, the list just goes on.
On and on and on. And as those phone calls should be going on and on and on. We asked for five of you. We've gotten one caller. Let's
okay,
have you need
four.
Meet
we can
the
do
next
that.
Person.
Come on. You can hurry it up, and we're going to hear an absolutely blood-curdling, chilling part
right.
of this. Am I doing what I said? You may find the following part sensitive. No, that's not what I'm doing. I want you to know about war. I don't want to sugarcoat it or gloss over it. If you are down with that kind of frankness, we need just three more. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much. And I want to tell you again what we have on the table,
folks. We respect your intelligence.
We absolutely do. We have that DVD. That is The War You Don't See by John Pilger. You can get that along with the interview with which we've been playing clips from this afternoon. Interview with Robert Knight, and it has a little tidbit in it that's going to take you aback at the very least. Which I will not allow Robert to broadcast, but you get to hear it yourself. That's a pledge of $125. For a pledge of $225...
I wanted to play the whole thing canonical, but...
I will let you do nothing of the sort. The pack is a pledge of $225. You get The War You Don't See, you get Psy War, you get Century of the Self, and you get the John Pilger interview with Robert Knight for a pledge of $225. Make that pledge. Call up your American Express, MasterCard, or Visa. But you got to remember, folks, this monopoly in the media, this monopoly of thought, this uniformity of thought in the media, even if they are not from the same branch, it appears they all have the same points of view. Just yesterday, for instance, in The Sun, it was reported that by Rupert Murdoch's paper that two shooters were arrested in Norway. There was a second shooter arrested. Suddenly, the same article was re-released. No mention of a second shooter. There's a photo of the man. He's being put into handcuffs. The article was completely scrubbed with every mention of a second shooter taken back out of the article. That's the danger of a media monopoly. That's the danger of the uniformity of thought in media. That's
they call
why
that doublethink in 1984.
That's right. That's why a WBAI is so important, because it's not going to get scrubbed here. We're going to tell you the entire story. We're going to bring it to you in as faithful a manner as is possible, but we need your support in order to do that. 212-209-2950, The War You Don't See, John Pilger. You've heard his fine work before on Democracy Now!, on Talkback, on all of these, on many, many fine shows, on Wake Up Call on this station. You know who he is. You know the kind of journalism that he presents to us. And we're asking you to support that once again. 212-209-2950.
Okay, we need three more people. All right, we're going to do an old technique of WBAI through the years called the group dial. That way, we'll get it simultaneously. We can go immediately to the sound we want you to hear. 212-209-2950 is the number. So now, I'm going to temporize while you reach for your phone. Where is it? Other pocket. I'm going to dial on my wristwatch. Okay, so now... you've got your phone in your hand. I'm hitting. All right, let's dial it now. 212-209-2950.
That's the phone number that you need to call, folks.
209-2950. We should be getting a ring. I am asking at least three of you to join us. Area code 212-209-2950. In the meantime, the time is running short, so let's put you on an article of faith. And this is the discussion about the part of the film, The War You Don't See, that includes that horrendous murderous video of the U.S. military controllers killing civilians from afar, from a helicopter, in all that glorious technology. Here we go.
In April 2010, WikiLeaks released this cockpit video from an Apache gunship in Baghdad in 2007. The gunship is firing from a distance of over a mile from its victims. This is the war you don't see.
Clearly, there were two cameramen there holding cameras, not arms. These cameramen turned out to be Reuters news reporters.
Haven't seen anything since then.
Just up. Once you get on, just open up.
Yeah, Roger. I see your element. You got about four Humvees out along this.
You're clear.
All right, firing.
Line here. When the stage line, let me know when you have it.
Watch you. Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger.
A whole street covered with bodies. The reaction to that was nice.
Yeah, look at those dead bastards.
Nice. 2-6, Crazy Horse 1-8.
This tape from me and the other people involved made nice a dirty word. So we just couldn't see something as being nice anymore when a whole street covered with carnage is nice.
Ethan McCord was one of the first soldiers to reach the scene of the killing. Here he speaks to an audience in the United States.
Myself and the team of soldiers I was with began running in the direction where we heard the Apache fire.
Let's shoot.
Thank you.
I was not even close to prepared for the carnage that I was about to walk onto. I saw what appeared to have been three men on a corner.
Got that big pile of bodies to the right on the corner.
Out, right?
We got dismounted infantry and vehicles. Over.
It was an extreme shock to my system. They didn't look human. Then there was the smell. The smell was unlike anything I've smelled before. A mixture of feces, urine, blood, smoke, and something else indescribable.
Now, Bushmaster, we have a van that's approaching and picking up the bodies. Request permission to engage.
Bushmaster 7, roger. This is Bushmaster 7, roger, engage.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear left.
Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield.
208 for soft four, we call frequency.
Yeah, I just drove over a body.
Yeah. Crying. I hear crying. Not cries of pain, but that of a small child who had just woken up from a horrible nightmare.
Yeah, it looks like we got it.
I saw that there was a minivan, and the cries appeared to be coming from it. Myself and another soldier, a 20-year-old private, walked up to the passenger side van and looked inside. The private that I was with reeled back, began to vomit, and quickly ran away. What I saw when I looked in the van was a small girl about 4 years old on the passenger side of the bench seat. She had a severe belly wound, and was covered in glass.
Roger, we need a evac this child. She's got a wound in the belly.
The glass was in her hair and also in her eyes. Next to her, half on the floorboard, was a boy about 7 years old. He wasn't moving, and from the severe wound to the right side of his head, my first thought was that he was dead. In the driver's seat was who I immediately concluded must have been these children's father by the way he was hunched over the children in a protective manner. The whole time thinking, fuck, what the fuck, these are babies.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
See, my son was born May 31st, 2007. I had yet to see him. And I had a daughter who was barely older than this girl. The medic radioed in that the little girl needed to be evacuated because there was nothing else he can do here. I handed the child to the medic, who then ran the girl to a waiting Bradley armored vehicle. I walked back to the van. I don't know why. I looked inside the van again. Did the boy just move? Holy shit, the boy just moved. I grabbed the boy from the van and held him against my chest. I was screaming at the...
This is WBAI, and we're listening to testimony about what happened in that video that's included in the new John Pilger film, The War You Don't See. And this is an eyewitness, a soldier who was trying to carry the little girl to safety. And as you will have heard, he was not permitted to allow a medevac to save her life.
Eyes roll back. My heart sunk. It's okay, I have you. It's going to be okay. Don't die. Don't die. I squeezed him a little bit tighter. I put him into the Bradley as gently as I could.
Can you tell the battalion that two civilian children casualties are coming back to Rasmai and the Bradley? Over.
Roger. That's a negative on evac and the two civilian kids to Rusty. They're going to have IVs will take them up to a local hospital. Over.
What the fuck are you doing, McCord? It was my platoon leader. You need to quit worrying about these kids and pull security, he screamed.
WBAI 99.5 FM indeed. We're dealing with some language issues in that clip. Of course, it's a soldier talking. That's a clip from the film,
it's a news action.
The War You Don't See by John Pilger. It's being offered to you this afternoon for a pledge of $100. Please make your pledges of support to WBAI while we continue to listen to this clip.
And he replied to him, "Are you kidding me, women and children?" He said, "Yes." And it's a point made by many other soldiers who've come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, that this kind of atrocity is not an aberration.
Well, first of all, this is not an everyday occurrence. If it was an everyday occurrence, we would certainly know about it. These incidences are unfortunate. Every one in which there's a civilian casualty is unfortunate. But again, it is the enemy who is deliberately trying to inflict civilian casualties and put civilians in harm. It is the NATO forces, it is the U.S. forces that are taking every precaution that they can to prosecute the war and prevent civilian casualties.
General James Cartwright, who's vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he says the United States can expect to be at war, and these are his words, for as far as the eye can see. That sounds like a permanent state of war.
Our job is to be prepared to fight and win this nation's wars. And so we have to be prepared for the possibility of conflict into the future.
It's a remarkable state of affairs, isn't it? Because the United States is not, in fact, threatened by a power that could possibly overturn it, defeat it. That's impossible. But still it goes on, as if we're all drawn into, most of humanity, into a permanent state of war. For many people, that seems very difficult to justify.
And that is the sound of war. Actuality from WikiLeaks. You get the uncensored version with a call to get the DVD, The War You Don't See, one of the most profound and important films made this year. John Pilger's The War You Don't See. It was so deep that it was censored by liberals of a foundation in New Mexico, the Lannan Foundation. Incomprehensible, inexplicable, and to this moment it remains unexplained. Did NSA, CIA, DIA get to them? I don't know. All we know is that the studio, the theater had been rented, and on mysterious instructions, the head of this so-called liberal foundation says, no, not only am I disinviting you from the conference with David Barsamian and so on, we're not going to let you have your premiere of your film, The War You Don't See. We are WBAI. We are the Pacifica Radio Network, and we want you to see this. We want you to know the truth. We want you to change the slope to war that has become a snowball of injustice, one that has been the theft of trillions of dollars. I'm looking at the headlines today with those fools and clowns in Washington, D.C. talking about they want to cut $2.7 trillion from social services and not increase taxes. But you know where that money goes? To the war.
That's right.
209-2950. Call us up and give us an affirmation.
And they are not cutting from the military budget, which is where most of the money appears to be going. 212-209-2950. I think it's key what you said, Robert, about the snowball effect and the clip that we heard where he said plainly, when America goes into war, we're all drawn into it. That's the way of the world. And I mean, that's an analysis you don't hear in the mainstream.
Yes.
When it's America, I mean, I remember Amy telling this great story, Amy Goodman, about being at a, or having a guest on, and she was moving on to another guest. They were going to talk about the American presidential election, and the guest wouldn't leave. She's like, okay, my segment with you is over. She goes, no, I'm going to stay. She goes, no, your segment's over. She goes, aren't you talking about the American presidential election? She goes, yeah. She goes, well, that affects us all. I'm going to stay and be in on the segment. And she allowed her to stay. But that's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. But we don't hear that analysis that when America goes to war, the whole world is somehow drawn in. The whole world is affected. And that means all of us. 212-209-2950. Folks, we're trying to raise another $1,700 before the top of this hour. That means we've got to step it up. We're offering that DVD to you, The War You Don't See, a $100 pledge, yours this afternoon for a $100 pledge. This film was censored, thrown out of a film festival from a liberal organization. Now, I wonder what's so powerful in this film that is frightening even us.
Well, you can get it, and now we are in the closing minutes, and we can send a happy message on a sad subject to John Pilger and to your children, to your schools and libraries. Pick this up. I don't know if we're going to offer this again. I'm Robert Knight. That's Tony Bates. Michael G. Haskins is our engineer. And we need you to call 212-209-2950. We've got two people calling in progress right now. We need 15 more. 15 more in fewer than 15 minutes. That's all right. Because, you know, people wait for the consummation before they commit. And you see, it's beginning. Yeah, so it begins. A tool with a worker on either end. That's what a rifle is. Area code 212-209-2950. Mm. You think we're talking about war, but we're talking about race and class and the shift of trillions of dollars of your money. And how can they be talking about depriving the elderly, the weak, the infirm? This administration is a piece of work. 212-209-2950. You know that we are going to change this world. Have you noticed the laser-like coherence of so many of our recent presentations, whether it be by my esteemed colleague Hugh Hamilton in this time period, or whether it be 5 o'clock shadow, Esther Armagh with Wake Up Call, the public affairs programming, the international affairs programming? We are presenting a revelation. These are the latter days of revelation of how public relations has been suborned into a bloodlust of theft. The War You Don't See. This is our first and perhaps exclusive offering of this DVD. Please call now. 1-2-3-4-5. Hey, that's good. We're halfway there. 212-209-2950. There are people who you give joy just by their being able to help the process. I'm not raising money. Tony's not raising money, nor is Michael. Only you are raising money for BAI, and the only way that happens that we know about it is you calling 212, is your calling 212-209-2950. Please join those who are calling now. We have fewer than 10 minutes left, or less than 10 minutes left. I'm not sure which. 209-2950.
D, all of the above.
Give us a call. This is the last time that you'll have this chance. $125 gets you the DVD plus the revealing interview that has something so hot, the program director doesn't think I should broadcast it. But you'll get it.
That's right.
And it's ready to roll. The interview's all, it's all in the can. Give us a call, 209-2950, area code 212. It has to do with the nefarious ways in which voices of dissent attempt to be suppressed.
Yes, indeed. 212-209-2950, the play, if you want to get the DVD and that interview together. It's a pledge of just $125. Also on the table for you folks is the Media Deception Pack, which includes this film, The War You Don't See, includes Cywar, includes Century of the Self, the story of Edward Bernays. Not just the story of Edward Bernays, but how propaganda is used to direct mass movements to market to us, to direct politicians and to direct politics in general. Also, the interview with John Pilger is included. That's a pledge of just $200. $125. Right now, we need several more of you to call up and pledge your support. We're at, I believe, nine people now, Robert. Nine people. That means we need eight more callers. Okay. We need eight more callers.
This is that moment where Neo breaks out of that module. This is the revelation of propaganda and war. You, with this tool, this instrument, this film, this radio station, can be waking up into a new life of humanity and preservation of life with a call to 212-209-2950. You will help yourself, but you'll inspire others too. Please join us now.
WBAI is not here if you are not there. It is on you to do your part, folks. It is incumbent upon you to pick up that phone, dial, pledge for the kind of material that you want to hear. This is the kind of material that people say they want on these airwaves. If you believe in it, if you believe in us, if you believe in that, make that call.
We just need $700 more. 212-209-2950.
We are just seven callers away from getting
there. Oh, man, we're going to set an example. You're going to set an example that BAI is alive and well. Doggone it. We need, let's see, what's happening? We need eight people. Eight people to call us. In the next 5 minutes, can you do that?
We can do that.
Okay, please. Let's hear that phone ring. Oh, this is going to be great. 212-209-2950. Because, you see, we are now at an equipotential here around the station. We're all pulling together just as you are. Thank you for that caller right now. We need seven more people. We're going to do... Man, I ain't seen days like this in a long time. This is wonderful. BAI is on the move, man. You're the one doing it. 209-2950. We still need a half dozen or more of you to make that call, make that commitment. Give a little extra if you can. When you do this, it's not that it's whoever happens to be here. We're just catalysts.
That's right.
But you give a new verve, a new esprit to the other broadcasters here so they can work harder and smarter for you. Don't you see the agape of this moment? 209-2950.
Don't start speaking Greek in here.
Well,
209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call, folks. We're getting there. Don't forget that on the table we have a larger pack. We've got two packs.
Because, what Greece did was they aided the invasion of Libya. So it's better to not do that. 209-2950.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Here comes another.
We are just
now
five more people. Five callers away, Robert.
Before. Where are you? Tootie and Muldoon.
On the table, folks, we're offering you the fine DVD, The War You Don't See, by John Pilger, war correspondent, author, filmmaker. You know his work. You know how
fine it is.
Make
that call so it gets counted before the hour's up. 209-2950.
212-209-2950. That's a pledge of just $100.
See, now, Robert has out of the doldrums.
Robert has an interview with Mr. Pilger, an hour-long interview that we're including in a pack for a pledge of $125. If you pledge at the $225 level, you're going to receive the Media Deception Pack. Call in and ask for that. It's going to give
our
you
listeners
the
are
war
practiced in the art
see.
Of passion. That's why they wait for the last moment of the climax. 212-209-2950. Ain't that right? Come on now. It's 54 past the hour, and we need maybe a half dozen more people.
Five more
it's going to be great. If you just do that now, would you please help the station and the inspiration of your liberation? 209-2950. The only way it happens is if we hear that phone ringing because you're calling to make your pledge tax deductible. $125 for the movie and the interview, $100 for the movie, The War You Don't See, $35 for the exclusive reveal from John Pilger with our radio station. 209-2950. Hey, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
This
please,
is the
baby,
first
please,
time
please, baby,
this
baby,
film
please.
Has been offered. Don't forget that, folks. The film was shut down in the film festival that it was entered into. This is the first time it's being offered anywhere. 212-209-2950. Mr. Pilger is very proud to have been to partner with WBAI and to get this on the airwaves because he has tried with other media outlets and he could not get any traction in the media.
Well, so around the rest of the world, he's doing great.
But not here in this country.
But not in dumb America and liberal betrayal America. This is an independent radio station, no matter whether you're right or left. We are for intellect, information, and liberation and freedom of information. 209-2950. Come on now. I think we need maybe five. Did we get enough? All right. We need maybe five more calls. Please, we have 5 minutes, but I think you should do it simultaneously because we're going to have to be out of here. The world's best newscast, the WBAI Evening News, is coming up in 4 minutes from now. Please make that call. Please help us go beyond where we were expected to be. This is your radio station, and this moment will live with us for quite some time to come. You will inspire people I don't even know who's going to be on the air yet in the coming days and the coming years. Thank you. You get it. They get it, Tony.
Certainly.
I'm telling you.
We have just about 3 minutes left. We need to get those phone calls. We need
four more of you to join us.
We need four more of you to join us at the $100 level. The DVD is called The War You Don't See. The War You Don't See is a pledge of just $100. It's available to you today. It has not been available on these airwaves before. It has not been offered by any other radio station, but it's available here on WBAI. The fine work of Mr. John Pilger. That's a pledge of $100. At the $125 level, you can get the DVD along with the one-hour interview with Mr. Pilger and Robert Knight, if you pledge at the $225 level.
Two or three more.
If you pledge at the $225 level, you will receive the Media Deception Pack. That is The War You Don't See, Psy War, Century of the Self, and the John Pilger Interview. Make that call. We have just 3 minutes left. We're waiting on four more of you to make a pledge of support. We know that you're out there. We know that we can do this. Four more people calling up and pledging their support to this radio station that is brave enough, that has the courage to challenge the mainstream media, that has the courage to tell you the stories that you won't hear, that has the courage to bring you the analysis that you won't hear elsewhere. It's WBAI, and it's because of you folks. We stand on your shoulders. Again, a $100 pledge gets you The War You Don't See. That's the DVD made by John Pilger this year. Fresh, brand new material. You've never heard it before, never been offered before. Also, at the $225 level, we've got the Media Deception Pack, Psy War, The War You Don't See, The Century of the Self, which is a two-disc set, and the John Pilger Interview. We are talking here about
2 minute
I think 7 hours of material in all in this pack for your pledge of $225. We accept your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. Be the next person to make that call. We've got to make way for the WBAI Evening
News. Fight smarter, think harder. 209-2950.
From you. 212-209-2950. Step up to the plate and support your community radio station, WBAI.
Proud to be part of it. Proud to travel this road of peace and enlightenment with you. My name is Robert Knight. You've been listening to a special edition of 5 O'Clock Shadow today instead of Hugh Hamilton, who will be here tomorrow and then we'll be back later this week. Three more people joining us now would make us do more than the right thing, and we appreciate your courage. Your courage to listen.
Absolutely.
This is WBAI, Pacific Radio Network, tax-deductible 501c3, five radio stations across the country. What you do here reflects elsewhere in this great nation, or a nation that could be great if we knew what we were doing and stopped killing and stopped and started serving life.
But we have to be able to have that conversation. You know, this film provides us with the conversation that we can't have generally in the mainstream, Robert. 212-209-2950. Folks, we have about a minute left. We cannot fall short of this goal. We must have your participation. We must have those final couple of phone calls that make all the difference for WBAI. When you make that call, it makes a difference to us.
You are the consummation.
212-209-2950. There you are. We need one more of you to call up and pledge your support. The pledge is
$100.
The pledge is $100. The film is The War You Don't See. The journalist is John Pilger. The other journalist interviewing him, Robert Knight. So for a pledge of 100, you get the DVD. A pledge of 125, you receive the DVD and interview. A pledge of 225, you get the Media Deception Pack.
That
includes all four of the items: The War You Don't See, Psy War, The Center of the Self, and the John Pilger Interview. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Tony Bates, our program director, Michael G. Haskins, our engineer, Kathy Davis, our public affairs director, Bertolt Reimers, our station manager, and you for making this radio station happen. For 5 O'Clock Shadow, I'm Robert Knight in New York.
WBAI 99.5 FM, WBAI Pacific Radio, New York. This is the Begathon. We're going to do it until 5 o'clock. Al Jazeera kicks in here. 212-209-2950. And the premium is Burn Baby Burn, y'all. Yeah? Thank you very much, Robert Knight, Tony Bates. Gotta keep this going right here at 212-209-2950. $25, first time caller, first time listener, first time member of WBAI. Instantly, 212-209-2950. Do it. 53 minutes after 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. You're in tune to radio station WBAI 99.5 FM New York, WBAI.org. This is Burn, Baby Burn, part of the Begathon right here. 212-209-2950. We can do it. We just need to kick it off. Get over the $50 mark because we're going to have like a $50 matching funds right here for the folks who are like always complaining that, you know, I'm just a little bit short. 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 All right. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Burn, baby, burn.
Thinking they slick, contradicting their own, taking me for a fool. They sent my man Joey to jail, and now they got him. want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maiming, mangle, the star spangle. I'm not trying to diss you. I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? Think that I'm a jackass. I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire. My desire to burn what Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave, land of the free. Boom! This is the home of the slave. Now hold on, just a mother. Me freedom of speech in the First Amendment. So why trying to scold me when I toss you the flag? I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn.
Great group right here at 99 St. Cook. Wailing Souls right here, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We got to keep this music going right here at WBAI. 212-209-2950. After Selassie's favorite group back in the days of Labrish, when Labrish was kicking butt. Hey, the Pulse. David Hines, you just saw him in Prospect Park. 212-209-2950. 99 Cinco, non-commercial, listener-sponsored radio. Every summer we do this because it's for the right cause, not because. 212-209-2950. Let's keep the station going, y'all. David Hines, Hard and Stiff Steel Pulse, when they were super stiff and hard on the pulse. We gotta get off the $50 mark. Thank you very much for that donation. Right here, 212-209-2950. $150 marijuana handbook. You know what to do. Get the marijuana handbook right here, 212-209-2950. The book, Gaza, Symbol of Resistance, $50. Healing Cancer from Inside, $75. You can deal with such premiums right here at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Right here, Demolition Man and Gracie Jones for you on Burn Baby Burn, exactly 14 minutes after 3 o'clock. We do this until we raise $1,000, y'all. Let's get 5 callers at $50 each. 212-209-2950. The premium is this show. Clappers, Burn Baby Burn.
Right through the tracks and the trains just humming. Strapped to the wing with the engine running. You say that this wasn't in your plan. Don't mess around with the demolition. Of your